Calling all B2B salespeople, sales leaders, and business owners. This is The Path Less Taken, the show that helps you embrace uncertainty, expand potential, and drive growth. Get ready to boldly invite change in as you carve out your own unique path. Now here's your host, Bernadette McClellan.
And welcome back to the Path Less Taken show. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the pros and cons of comparing yourself to other people. You know, I don't know if you've heard of the quote, comparison is the thief of joy. Well, none of us want our joy stolen, but there are times when we do that to ourselves. We actually steal our own joy by comparing ourselves to other people in an unresourceful way. You know, where we might say things like, how did he get that promotion? Or, you know, how did she get that territory and I didn't? It can be anything. We all do it. It's human nature. But I want us to realize that it doesn't mean that whatever we're seeing with other people, it doesn't mean that we are less than, because that's effectively what we're doing. We're actually making ourselves feel less than somebody else. That other person is on their own path. There's no hierarchy here. There's no better than somebody else. They're simply doing something that they want to do. And it could be that is triggering the fact that you want to do that same thing too. Maybe you're scared, because there has to be something linking what someone else is doing to what you want to do. So it could be any number of reasons why that person is doing that thing and you're not. It could be that they were in the right place at the right time. It could be that there is some value that you can't see that other people can see in them. It could also be that they have relationships that you don't have. There's so many different reasons why other people are doing things that you're not doing that perhaps you may want to. Now, I remember back when I was working at Xerox, I was the sales coordinator, which meant that I was processing all the sales guys' orders and also doing their commissions. And it was one end of month or end of quarter. And, you know, there was one of the guys, David, his name was, he was never a high performer. He was never kind of the consistent, you know, top of the league ladder. And I remember looking down and looking at the money that he had earned in that particular commission cycle, thinking to myself, that's not fair. How can he be earning that kind of money and I'm not? And so I did something about it that triggered my whole process of wanting to go into sales, and the rest is history. But where I'm coming from is that we always think that the grass is greener on the other side. And, you know, we've got to realize that the grass is actually really green on our side if we tend to it, if we look after it, if we realize that we actually want it to become greener. And so I want us to, I guess, focus on the fact that there are two sides to this concept that I'm sharing with you. There are the pros and there are the cons. I remember talking to a group of friends and we kind of said, okay, guys, you know, if we were to all throw our problems into the middle of the table, metaphorically speaking, whose would we take home? And we all looked at the problems that were, you know, that we'd shared. I mean, this was a conversation. And seriously, I'm like, I would rather take my own problems home. And so I think we need to really focus in on ourselves and think, okay, things aren't always as bad as we think they are, and things aren't also better than what we think they are. So we need to focus in on, okay, when it comes to looking at our paths and where we are and other people and where they are on their path, what are the pros and what are the cons? The cons clearly are that we live in a world when we compare ourselves in a negative fashion, an unresourceful fashion, we are living in a world of shoulds. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. And when we're in that mindset, what's happening is we are impacting our self-worth. We are putting these unrealistic expectations on ourselves. That's not fair to us, but it also breeds resentment and jealousy. And those things are so negative on our level of success. They actually stop us on our journey, so we can't progress. The pros of comparing ourselves to others. I love this because when I look at somebody else, I'm inspired. And when I get inspired, oh my God, my creativity just goes off the charts. It's kind of, for me, all these ideas start generating. It's kind of a little bit like ChatGPT, you know? It can inspire you. And so I want you to realize that there is no hierarchy here. There is no better than and less than, or six more successful and failure. We are on a path. We're not on a ladder. And when we look at the path, just like when I talk about, you know, walking the Camino de Santiago, some people were ahead of me. They started before me. Some people were ahead of me because they walked faster. Some people were ahead of me because they didn't have blisters. They didn't get lost. And there's always somebody behind us. Our responsibility is to help those that are behind us on the path. And our responsibility to ourselves is also to be inspired by those further ahead of us on the path. So I want you to reframe how you look at other people, how you compare yourselves to other people. And as a practical exercise, in whichever community you're in, if you are in a sales team, if you're a leader and you're in a peer group, if you're an entrepreneur and in a group of entrepreneurs, business owners, whatever community you are in, I'm going to suggest that you look at those people that inspire you and to tap into their strength. When you get to a certain stage where you are super comfortable in yourself and you know your own unique abilities, you know your own unique strengths, and somebody comes to you and asks for your advice without tapping your brain and, you know, wanting to sit down and, you know, suck a couple of hours of time, but somebody speaks to you about wanting to know a couple of your tips or tricks as to the journey that you've been on, most people will want to help. That's just in our nature. So if there is somebody that is better than you, and when I say better there, I mean more advanced, more experienced, ask them for help. If it's with a pitch, if it's with a demonstration, if it's, you know, wanting to know how to ask deeper questions, be very specific, mind you. Don't waste someone's time, but be very specific. Go to them and ask those questions, but go in a mindset of growth, because when you can do that, the pros of comparing yourself is all about growth, okay? The cons is all about scarcity. So I want you to take those two thoughts with you today and just kind of observe how you think and take some action in the affirmative. And on that note, once again, I'm wishing you a ton of ease, a ton of flow. And of course, when ease and flow go together, you will always get growth. On that note, have an amazing day and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to The Path Less Taken. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. If you found value in today's content, please share with others and leave a rating and a review. For more information or to connect with your host, visit www.salesleadersglobal.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.